The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 7th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As more workers need training to enter the post-pandemic economy, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine and President Joe Biden are proposing expanding the Pell Grant program to reach more students in need.
Kaine's Jobs Act bill would let students use Pell Grants for short-term certificate programs, and the president's budget plan would increase Pell Grant amounts by $400 and allow DACA students to receive them for the first time. Kristen Westover, president of Virginia's Mountain Empire Community College, says the grants are a major support for her college, and expanding them would give a much-needed boost to students who often struggle to pay for tuition.
Over two-thirds of our students received some form of Pell support, and almost that same number are either underrepresented or economically challenged. And I'm extremely happy that it will fund those DACA students as well.
She believes it's important to expand higher education for undocumented students, and since last year, they've been eligible for in-state tuition in Virginia. More than 450,000 undocumented immigrants are enrolled in U.S. colleges and universities, and about half are DACA recipients, according to research by the group New American Economy. I'm Diane Bernard.
Amid lagging demand, Iowa officials are encouraging anyone who's eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccination. Community pharmacies hope their connection with local residents will convince those on the fence to sign up.
This week, Governor Kim Reynolds said the state has had to reduce requests for vaccine shipments as more counties decline them. Lindsay Ludwig is with the Community Pharmacy Enhanced Services Network, which works with independent pharmacies and smaller chains. She says the slower pace isn't only because some people refuse to get a vaccination.
Say county road workers, they're working a ton of overtime right now, and they just don't have the time to find a place to get vaccinated, or they don't have the time to be off work if they do, you know, have a day of side effects.
She adds some farmers busy with spring planting might want to get a vaccination but can't right now. I'm Mike Moen.
And the Navajo Nation Environmental Protection Agency is considering adopting an air permitting program to address methane emissions.
A new report shows methane waste and pollution is a growing problem for residents of the country's largest Indian reservation. Joseph Hernandez with the Native American Voters Alliance says air pollution from extractive industries no longer affects only one area of Navajo lands, but is found everywhere. He adds it's common to know many families who have lost loved ones to cancer.
Health disparities in the region is known. I have many family members who suffer from asthma, and it's something that is not normal in other communities.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is PNS. A new report shows Pennsylvanians are experiencing disparities in access to health care, especially in rural areas and among underrepresented racial and other groups.
The report by AARP Pennsylvania and Drexel University's College of Nursing and Health Professions shows gaps in access to health care that the authors say will continue to grow as the state's population ages. Angela Forshaw-Rouse with AARP says 14% of Pennsylvanians live in medically underserved areas and 22% live in areas with shortages of health professionals.
Geographic, racial, and economic factors restrict access to healthcare services for many Pennsylvanians, creating disparities that have become more pronounced during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The report also found people age 65 and older are less likely to use the digital technology that has become critical for telehealth visits and to find COVID vaccinations. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And political observers and community organizers are both surprised and disappointed that Arizona's 2020 population count fell far short of expectations, denying the 48th state a 10th congressional district.
The official Census Bureau count for Arizona was 7.2 million. That's over 400,000 fewer people than experts estimated. It's been one of the fastest growing states in the country in the past decade, with a heavy influx of transplants from cold weather states and Latino immigrants. Denisha Smith with the Arizona Coalition for Change says volunteers spent months working to convince people to participate in the census and are devastated by the final count.
Most of our work that we did was to create a sense of trust with the government and the community, especially communities of color, undocumented communities.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
Finally, as many make plans for Mother's Day on Sunday, Eric Tegadoff reports a Northwest car caravan is heading to an immigration detention center this weekend to support mothers who've been detained there.
Groups from Oregon and Washington are driving to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma on Saturday and calling on members of Congress from both states to stop transferring people to the facility. Maru Mora Villalpando with La Resistencia says the organizations want to show solidarity with moms away from their kids on this Mother's Day weekend.
They're bringing these letters, which we will deliver to people in detention and hopefully elevating their spirit since things are so bad in the detention center still.
The caravan is part of a national Free Them All campaign organized by the American Friends Service Committee. Other organizations involved in the event include faith, medical, and human rights groups.
In January, President Biden announced the federal government would phase out the use of private prisons. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.